back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Everyone, and welcome to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Adventures of Superman. Our first episode of the day is The Mayan Treasure Part 3, which first aired on August 16th, 1940, starring Bud Collier as Superman / Clark Kent. Enjoy.
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, valiant fighter for truth and justice, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, possessed of physical powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men, and who champions the weak and the oppressed in his guise of Clark Kent, star reporter for the Daily Planet. With Major Evans Dover, noted explorer and archaeologist, and his pilot Jack Corboy, Clark Kent flew down to the ruins of an ancient Mayan city in the heart of the Central American jungle on an exploring trip. But after a native high priest had attempted to kill the Major, Kent learned that the real purpose of the expedition was to obtain the remains of the goddess Ashta, a mummy hundreds of years old, but reputed to have the appearance of a living woman who was only asleep. Then Dover was captured by the high priest Kimato, and Kent, assuming the blue costume and red cape of Superman, fought his way to the dungeon where the explorer was imprisoned. When escape seemed cut off, a section of the dungeon wall swung out, and a shadowy figure beckoned. But Dover refused to enter the secret passageway, fearing a trap. As our story continues today, Kent and the Major are still hesitating, in spite of the fact that a horde of natives, intent upon the death of the two white men, are swarming down on them along the underground corridors. Listen.
We've got to take a chance on that secret door, Major. We're doomed if we don't. Come on.
Army, you look temporary, too.
Who's that, Kent?
It's me, and I'm trying to help you. Quick now.
It's someone friendly. Come on, Major.
Right. See, that was a narrow squeeze, mates. Another half minute and they'd have had you both, they would.
Who are you? Where did you come from?
Shut your head until we get going. Mind your step now and follow me.
Where are you taking us?
Take me out in the village, I hopes. We'll be all right as long as we're in this blooming secret tunnel. But we'll have to look sharp when we leave it. Yeah. You wanted to know who I am and where I comes from, eh?
That's right.
Well, my name's Albert Andrew Wennington Kempson, called Bert. My hail's from merry old England, I does.
What are you doing down here in the jungle?
I'm most high counselor to His Majesty Chief Tasso. Yeah, you like that one?
Counselor to Tasso? Since when?
11 years, matey.
Wait a minute, Kent. I knew this was a trick.
A trick?
Yes, this man's lying. If he'd been down here 11 years, I would have seen him or known about him when I was here before.
Oh, no, you wouldn't, me Arthur. When you was digging among the ruins afore, I kept out of sight, me at next to the chiefs.
Why?
Because I'm a deserter from His Majesty's Navy. I keeps undercover when there's strangers about.
Oh.
Is that ease your mind, Major Dover?
Why, he even knows your name, Major.
Blooming well right I does. Come on, lads. You've got to hurry if you're going to beat Kimado and his band of cutthroats to the exit of this tunnel.
How did you know they're in the dungeon?
It's old Birdie's business to know everything what goes on around the village and the ruins. Else how could I counsel His Highness, the chief?
Did you know Kimado tried to kill us before?
Of course I did. So I says to myself, I says, if you want them blokes to help you, Bertie, you're better off to it. So here I am, and here you are, and away we go.
Help you? In what way?
Chief Tasso needs the helping hands and the willing hearts of a couple of brave lads like you. He's got a problem, he has.
What kind of a problem?
A little score to settle with your bloodthirsty friend, Kimado. And seeing as how you got one to settle too, I thought we might join forces.
In that case, you can count on Kent and myself. Well, what do you want us to do?
All in good time, Major. Right now, we've got to get out of this with our old skins.
What's the matter?
Yes, it's a Lishmere tunnel from his native land side.
How do you know?
Didn't you hear that oud owl? It's a signal the coming priest used. Keep your mouth shut and don't move. You see, I knows all the little tricks. Listen. See? His naked guard's outside, all right. Shh. Things funny. Oi. You carry.
We are gorgeous.
Ah, there you are. Sorry. I think they've recognized me. And I had to get in.
What does that mean?
Means the rest will be coming. We've got a fight on our hands.
How many are there?
Ain't no telling. They don't know how many we are, neither. Look out, the lads. Here they come.
Oh, come on.
Get them, lads. They have lost the glory of the British Empire and Esso.
Dover. Major Dover. First, the Major's down.
I can't help him. I've got the own hands full.
There goes Bert. Well, it's high time for Superman to take over.
How do you like that? And that? And that? Oh, you think a knife can hurt Superman, do you? Well, try it. Are there any more of you? Well, looks like that's over. Now let's have a look at the Major and Bert. Now they're both out cold. I guess the only thing to do is carry them back to the village. Well, one under each arm. So, and there we are. Now to the exit. And up. Up. Up.
Soaring out over the jungle, red cape streaming in the wind, Superman heads for the village with the limp forms of Bert and Major Dover under each arm. Arriving at the native quarter, Superman carries his unconscious companions to Bert's hut. Bathing their cuts and bruises, he places them on sleeping mats and himself stretches out for a welcome rest. Early the following evening, Dover, Kent, and Bert, still in the latter's hut, are talking quietly. Listen.
The thought gets me, Mr. Kent, is how you ever got away from that fighting mob Eames. But it's a blooming miracle, it is.
Well, you see, Bert, it wasn't nearly as difficult as it sounds. There were so many of them, and it was so dark that they soon got to fighting with one another, and I slipped away in the confusion, dragging you two out with me.
You got your pokes in regular, all we get.
I guess I must have gone down right at the beginning.
Yes, you did, Major. And then Bert went out. As for me, I was just lucky.
Maybe it was luck. Maybe it was knowing how to handle your dukes. Anyhow, you're the lads for Chief Tesso.
You never did tell us what Tesso wants done, Bert.
That's right. Well, in a nutshell, he wants to put that swab Kimado out of business.
You're talking to the wrong people if you mean murder.
Who said anything about murder? All Tesso wants is to whittle him down to boy's size. Kimado's got too powerful for the chief's liking.
Oh, that's different.
You see, they've been fighting to get the best of each other for years. About 2 years ago, it looked like Tesso had the high priest lashed to the mast. And then he pulled a blooming rabbit right out of the hat.
How do you mean?
Performed a miracle, he did.
What?
Seen it with my own eyes.
What sort of a miracle?
Well, at a religious ceremony in the Temple of Ashtar.
The Temple of the Goddess Ashtar?
Right. Well, sir, Kimado, he resurrected the mummy of the goddess, which all these blokes worships. And he made her rise up from her couch where she'd laid for centuries. And blimey, was she a beauty.
But such a thing's impossible, man.
That's what I said to myself. But he done it. And since then, Kimado's been the number one bloke of the tribe.
I don't believe it, Bert.
You don't, eh? Well, you just wait here half a moment, and I'll see if Tesso's in his hut. He can tell you the same thing. You wait right here, see? Kent. Kent, it's true.
But how can such a thing be true, Major?
I don't know, but it is. You've heard this amazing tale from an eyewitness, Kent.
It's incredible.
We've got to find out from Bert where the temple is. Once we know that, the battle's half won.
What's happened so far, I'd say that when we find out where the temple is, the battle's only begun.
We've got to be careful not to arouse any suspicions in Bert's mind about what we're after.
Right.
He's a tough-looking customer, and if he's been down here for 11 years, he'll be on the side of the chief.
I'll let you do most of the talking. You can convince him that...
Hush. Hey, old Tesso's gone somewhere. I couldn't find him. But he'll tell you straight when you see him.
Where is this Temple of Ashtar, Bert? Never heard about it when I was down here before.
Yeah, you wouldn't. It's sacred to the natives. And I guess I'm the only white man what's ever been near it, let alone in it.
How does that happen?
Well, you see, I was adopted, like, by the tribe. And besides being Tasso's right-hand man, so to speak, where he goes, I goes.
I'd certainly like to see that Temple of Ashtar. From what you said, I suppose that's impossible.
No, it ain't, matey. You see, what Tasso wants from you is help in solving the mystery of Kimado's miracle. And to do that, I've got to get you two inside the temple.
Really? You really get us in?
Sure. You see, the Temple of Ashtar is built on a blooming island surrounded by a lake in the middle of the jungle.
Oh, then the temple isn't among the other ruins.
Strike me, no. Entirely away from them. And you'd never be able to find it unless you was guided there. And even then, you'd never be able to get across the lake.
Why not?
Because the lake's filled with hundreds of man-eating crocodiles, that's why.
Crocodiles? Well, how do the natives get to the temple for the ceremonials?
There's a road leading from the shore to the temple, but it can only be used when the lake's half-drained. And the only ones who know how to drain the blooming lake's the high priest and his assistant.
You mean to say Castle, the chief, doesn't know?
No. Now, where you two comes in is to get to the temple somehow and find out first how his nibs draws off the water. Then you got to have a look at the goddess.
That's a man-sized order, Bert.
You strike me if it ain't. I can't do it alone, but with you two, spoke me, I think it can be managed. But it won't be no child's play, and there's plenty of danger.
Well, I'm for lending a hand. How about you, Kent?
You bet.
It's the spirit, me boys, and you won't be sorry. For I promises you, old Tasso will give you a free hand with Kimado's treasure chest. Why, you never seen so much gold and so many bleeding diamonds and rubies and...
Blimey, what's that?
Those were shots from an automatic.
There's cowboy shooting. Something's wrong.
Look at the doorway here. The sky's all red.
Oh, good heavens, Kent, that blows from the riverbank where the plane is moored.
Are you sure?
Yes. Cowboy's either trying to summon help or he's being attacked.
Come on, lads, and we'll see what's happened.
Major, if anything happens to the plane, how will we ever leave this place?
We never will, Kent. Never.
Just when it seems that Clark Kent and Major Dover are on the road to the discovery of the amazing secret of the goddess Ashtar, a new menace appears. What is happening to Corboy and the Major's plane, without which they cannot escape to civilization alive? Tune in next time and follow this exciting story of perilous jungle adventure with Superman. And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
Our second episode of the day is The Mayan Treasure Part 4, which first aired on August 19th, 1940. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, valiant fighter for truth and justice who came to Earth from the planet Krypton. Superman, who can travel faster than a rocket, leap tall buildings, bend giant steel girders with his bare hands, and who goes about among men disguised as mild-mannered Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. Kent, who joined the flying expedition of Major Evans Dover to the Central American jungle as a vacation trip, has finally found that the expedition is not for the purpose of uncovering further Mayan ruins. Major Evans confessed to Kent that his true purpose is to obtain the remains of the goddess Ashtar, a sacred mummy hundreds of years old, but said to have retained the appearance of a living woman who is only asleep. Three times Kamado, high priest of the tribe which worships the goddess Ashtar, has tried to do away with the two white men. The last time they were rescued from an underground temple dungeon by a Cockney deserter from the British Navy, who acts as counselor to Tasso, the tribal chief. Bert, as the Cockney calls himself, then ask Major Dover and Kent to help Chief Tasso oust the High Priest Kamado from power. This they quickly agreed to do when Bert told them that in return, he would lead them to the secret temple of the goddess Ashtar. But while discussing the plan in Bert's village hut, gunshots were heard, and the three rushed out to discover that the Major's plane was apparently on fire. If we join them now, they are starting for the river where the plane is moored. Listen.
Thanks, Bert. Follow me.
Thank you, Dover. You go on with Bert.
What are you going to do, Kent?
I'll try to get some natives to help us.
All right, but for heaven's sake, hurry. If our plane is destroyed, we'll never get out of this place alive.
Okay. I'll join you in a few minutes.
Yeah, those two out of sight, Superman can make better speed than Clark Kent ever could. And speed is important now. Up, up, and away! Faster, faster. I'll need a few minutes to work in before Dover and Bert get to the river. Ah, there's the river. Great Scott. The plane isn't on fire at all. It's surrounded by a circle of flames. Corboy must have set that fire himself to keep the natives away from the plane. Ah, and there he is, lying on the wing, unconscious. Faster, faster. Through these flames, they can't burn Superman. Here we are. Poor Corboy must have been knocked out by a spear. Here, carry him into the cabin and get this plane up before the flames set it on fire. Uh-oh. Oh. He's coming too. Oh. Better change back to Clark Kent.
Who? What? Take it easy, Corboy. In we go.
Kent, oh, my head. Where'd you come from? Where's Major Dover?
Never mind that now. Can you handle these controls?
Oh, hang it. I've twisted my arm. Can't I set that fire in the water to save the ship? And now it's going to burn it up.
Not if I can prevent it. Where's the starter?
That button there below the bank and turn indicator.
Good.
What are you going to do? You can't fire this ship, man.
Oh, yes, I can. You help me with your one good hand. We'll shoot right through that break there in the flames.
Okay, kid. If you're game, I am. Let's go.
Right. I didn't think we'd make it for a minute. If this ship had really caught on fire, we'd have been goners.
You sure would. Hey, what are we going to do now?
We'll just fly around a bit until those gasoline flames on the water burn themselves out. Hey, what on earth happened?
A bunch of natives were after me. Some of the high priest's men, I think.
What had you done to them? Why should they want to attack you?
I don't know. I was just doing a little exploring in the jungle near the river.
Looking for anything in particular?
No, just wanted some exercise. Anyhow, all of a sudden, I came to a sort of clearing, and what do you think I saw?
Not the temple of the goddess Ashta.
No, I think that's a myth. What I saw definitely wasn't a myth. It was the wreckage of an airplane.
Of an airplane?
Yes, sir. I started looking over, but before I could get anywhere, a bunch of natives came leaping through the brush, brandishing spears and shrieking like mad.
Well, I wonder what brought that on.
I don't know, and I didn't wait to find out. I beat down the river and paddled back to the plane. Then when I saw another bunch of wild-eyed natives coming after me, I got some cans of gas and dumped it on the water around the ship.
And then set fire to it. Swell idea.
Yeah, but it nearly didn't work. Just as I climbed back on the wing and started shooting to signal you and Major Dover, a flock of spears came flying through the air, and one of them must have knocked me out.
Something mighty queer about all this. I'd like to get a look at that wrecked plane, Corboy. Bet there's a good story behind it.
Now, don't let any of the natives catch you around it, Kent. They must regard it as a sacred relic or some such thing, the way they went after me.
Look, Corboy.
Huh?
Isn't that Major Dover down there on the riverbank?
Sure is. Old Chief Tasso's with him. Say, looks like he's making signs at the natives in the war canoe.
Yeah, that's right. They're all starting for the shore.
Hey, wait a minute. Who's another white man with Major Evans and Tasso?
Oh, that's Bert. He rescued the Major and me from a gang of Kamado's priests who had us cornered in a temple chamber. He's a Cockney, deserter from the British Navy, and now right-hand man to Chief Tasso.
That sounds like an interesting character.
Yeah.
Look, fire's burned itself out. Huh? Guess we can go in for a landing, huh?
Okay. Give me a hand again.
Easy now. Careful. That's well. Kent, you're not a bad pilot.
Thanks, Corboy. Oh, say, I'll ask Bert about that wrecked plane. He'll know something about it.
Well, let me know the first chance you get.
Oh, aren't you coming ashore?
No, not me. Stuck my neck out once, and that's enough. From now on, I'm going to stay right with this ship. Hey, look, we drifted right up to shore.
Oh, good. I'll take her back to midstream after I jump ashore. I'll ask Chief Tasso to put some of his own guards on the bank to watch the plane and see that the high priest's men don't bother you.
That'll be swell. And thanks a lot, fella, for pulling me out of a tight spot.
Oh, forget it. See you later.
Corboy in the plane?
Yes. He's taxiing back to midstream.
Oh, I just wanted to know that he's all right.
Yes, he's all right.
Hey, what's happening here?
Some of the natives attacked Corboy. What was the idea of that, Chief?
Not Tasso's men. Imado's. Tasso didn't know nothing about it. He didn't.
That's right, Kent. Tasso joined us as we ran through the village. Oh? He was the one who ordered the war canoes back to the bank. What in heaven's name happened?
I'll tell you about that later. First, I've got a question to ask. Bert, do you or Tasso know anything about a wrecked plane around here?
Wrecked plane?
Yes.
What are you talking about, Kent?
Well, Corboy has discovered the wreckage of a plane hidden in the jungle near the river.
Oh, that Biracuchus bird, Tasso. Lord, lummy, that fell a couple of years ago, mate.
Well, what happened to the pilot? Was he killed in the crash?
He was never found. I was at the river when it happened. But Tasso was here.
Man no come out iron, Bert.
He means the pilot wasn't in the plane. The blighter must have jumped out when it started to fall, landed in the jungle somewhere, and croaked.
Oh, that's possible. But why should Kimato's men try to kill Corboy because he was looking at the wreckage?
You got me there, boy. We got something more important to talk about than a blinking wrecked plane. Sonny, we're all going to the Temple of Hastet.
We are? When?
Tomorrow night. There's to be a conclave of the tribal council and the priest of the Temple of Ashtar.
Yes, and of course Tasso and his faithful Bertie's got to go.
But I don't see how
Bert says the Lake of the Crocodiles will be drained enough so the road can be used.
Oh. Yes, and you two lads will cross over to the temple as nice as you please.
But won't the road be guarded?
Of course it will be, but I got a plan I have.
Yes?
When the moon comes up, you'll...
Bert, isn't that Kumaro coming along the path from the village?
What? Strike me if it ain't. Hey, you blokes go back to your camp. And I'll visit you tomorrow and tell you what's to be done, right? And mind you, keep a weather eye out for any Kimado's men who might be prowling around.
Don't worry. We will.
The following night, huddled in the jungle shadows at the edge of the clearing which surrounds the Lake of the Crocodiles and the Temple of Ashtar, Major Dover, Clark Kent, Chief Tasso listen attentively while Bert the Cockney whispers final instructions.
And mind white. What I'm telling of you. I'll pass the guard at this end of the road and cross over.
Yes?
Then, when I'm well on my way, Tasso will start. When he gets up to the guard, he'll knock the blighter out. Then you two comes on a double.
Right.
From there on, it's easy sailing until we gets in the temple.
And won't there be any guard at the entrance to the temple, Bert?
He'll be inside. And Mr. Kent and I will take care of him when he gets over. All right. Here I goes. Mind what may go again now.
Do you think it's going to work, Tasso?
Look. White guide, pass guard. Me go now. Get ready.
Tasso. Suppose you can't overpower that guard. Shall we come out and help you?
Tasso need no help.
Kent, they've really fixed things.
I wonder. You know, Major, this whole thing looks too smooth for me.
You mean you think we're being double-crossed?
No, not exactly that, but... Look, Major, I'm going to play a hunch.
What are you talking about? What are you going to do?
Tasso's almost up to the guard now. When he socks him, you go ahead without me.
Then what will you do?
I can't stop to tell you now. Look, Tasso's knocked the guard out. Get going.
But, Kinji...
You've got to trust me, Major. Now, go on, please. I'll follow in a few minutes. The road will be unguarded, and I can make it all right.
But what will I tell Tasso and Bert?
Well, tell him anything that comes to your mind, but hurry, man, hurry.
Well, all right.
Where are the white men?
He hurt himself. Said for us to go on.
Other white man faint. We go.
Did Bert get across, Tasso?
He go in temple.
Tasso, look. Look at the water.
What you see?
It's rising, Tasso, with the leaks filling up again.
Kimado tap us.
Kent was right. We've been double-crossed. Kent! Help!
Kent and Chief Tasso were trapped in the middle of the Lake of the Crocodiles that surrounds the temple of the goddess Ashtar. Slowly but surely the water is rising, and the ugly black snouts of the man-eating monsters push through the water toward the narrow road, which will be covered before Dover and Tasso can reach the land ahead or behind. And where is Kent? What is he doing? Only Superman can save these two. Yet Kent cannot reveal his other identity to Dover. What will happen? Tune in next time and follow this exciting story of perilous jungle adventure with Superman. And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.